Track 13, and we come to this week's sports news, and there's still plenty of cricket to be played. Bovey Tracy captain Seb Ansley got a close-up view of what it takes to win promotion back to the Premier Division during a 7-wicket defeat by Tavistock. Whilst Tavistock are table toppers, Bovey are heading for a top-four finish at best. Tavistock bowled out Bovey for 165 and then knocked off the runs with more than 10 overs to spare. Promotion chasing Ashburton made light work of beating relegation-haunted Chudley by 129 runs. A consistent effort from the Ashburton top four underpinned a team total of 222 all out. Then Chudley plummeted to 31 for 5 in reply and were bowled out for 93. Cornwood's second 11 didn't hang around cruising to a 6-wicket win over South Devon that keeps them out in front in C Division West. South Devon were bowled out for 94, which Cornwood knocked off in fewer than 20 overs. Harrison Linnett and Seamus McKenna both scored centuries of different styles for Tynmouth and Shaldon in an 89-run win over Ipplepen's second 11. Opener Linnett made a century off 118 balls. Towards TNS's total of 367 for 7. McKenna's method was more forceful. He made 101 not out from 53 balls. Ipplepen replied with 279 for 9, which 9 times out of 10 would be a winning total. And Bovey Tracy again, they came out on top by 127 runs in the basement battle with Stoke Gabriel on the recreation ground. In the logjam at the bottom of the table, to avoid going down with Abbots Kerswell, Stoke and Bovey are among 5 teams in the mix. Just 9 points divides all of them. Bovey were limited to 220 for 9 in their 45 overs. Brad Causey top scoring on 79. And then skipper Dan Green took 5 for 16 as Stoke were skittled for 93. And finally for cricket, the top against bottom clash between B Division leaders Budley Salterton and tail enders Abbots Kerswell went entirely as expected. Abbots, long resigned to a second successive relegation, were bowled out for 132. Budley knocked off the runs with 5 wickets in hand and 30 overs to spare. Returning to the B Division, Ipplepen sprang a mini surprise when beating Ivybridge by 2 wickets. According to the form book, it should have been a home win for second-placed Ivybridge over second-to-bottom Ipplepen. Ipplepen are still in the bottom two because Bovey's win over Stoke Gabriel did them no favours, but they are only 6 points shy of safety. But the football season is now well underway as well, and there are 2 football results. In the Western League, Buckland Athletic 1, Wellington AFC 0. Buckland Athletic's Western League clash with Wellington AFC on Saturday was a far from classic in the sweltering heat. But this victory makes it 4-4 for the Bucks in all competitions at the time of writing. And Tynmouth AFC suffered a second defeat by a single goal when they headed on their travels to Torrington AFC. Their 25-26 South West Peninsula League campaign got underway with a 1-0 loss at Ilfracombe, but then it was Torrington who beat them this time around 3-2. Elsewhere in the Peninsula League, Bovey Tracy AFC were unable to make it 2 wins from 2, instead sharing the spoils with Torridge side AFC. Turning to bowls, Newton Abbott Bowls Club members Isabel Burley and Julia Barnes were part of the Devon women's team that defeated Gloucester at Weston-super-Mare in the John's Trophy. They will now go on to Leamington Spa for the semi and hopefully the final too. And finally, some running. Bovey Valley Runners recently made donations each of £250 to 2 local charities, the Southwest Blood Bikes and the Bovey Tracy Youth Cafe. Both organisations gave a brief overview of the work they perform before Club Chair Ruth Cassidy handed over the cheques. And that, I think, is the sports news for this week.